So we not rum it off. I handed out the monkey pie awards before. You can read that at your leisure. Roof repairs are completed. We did get the grant application that we applied for. Bart Myers actually wrote the grants last October, I believe. Got that back. We were denied for that. That was the request for the radios.
The radios, again, radios. We were denied again?
Yeah, we were denied again.
Okay, that's that WUI grant?
No. This, I haven't heard anything back. I'm sorry, it says WUI grant there, doesn't it? I haven't heard anything at all about the WUI grant.
Okay.
I'm talking about the radio
that's
grant
a different
that we applied for about a year ago.
Okay.
Second or third time on the...
Yeah, I think it's the third time now.
Third time on that one.
Yeah, we just aren't competitive.
Right. Well, yeah, they see we have savings.
That's exactly that's what it is. It's,
yeah.
And we have to disclose the reserves and the savings. And
right.
Just can't do it.
Yeah.
We've been busy with incidents lately. I'll let you read into that. One fire investigation, that was the one up in Kendall Valley. That's going to be an undeterred fire investigation. I can tell you where it started, but I can't tell you exactly what started. It was in the kitchen. There's multiple areas of electrical malfunction in the kitchen, but I can't tell you exactly what was plugged into where. And without having laboratory analysis, I just don't have the wherewithal to determine any further than just where it started. So
house fire?
Yeah, fully destroyed, and just the foundation remains. It was 2-3 o'clock in the morning. It was 100% involved, and it was already collapsing by the time that we received the call. Prevention program is just going phenomenal. I couldn't be happier with the success of our prevention program. Fire Prevention Week just wrapped up last week, and we were in all the schools, and actually they're still doing some follow-up stuff today for the preschools, so it's going really, really well. Training is going exceptionally strong. Again, we've really been pushing our training program, as always. Just starting a new Firefighter 2 class, actually just started last night. It's going well there. One thing I do want to hit on the fire training facility, we've got all the air station or the fill station connected and hooked up. Natural gas has been run. We talked about this recently. We did a partnership with Ultra and they paid to run the install the natural gas to the props. Ultra had said that they spent quite a bit of money to make that happen, and they finally got to the point where they said, you know, we got to stop here. You know, we've expended our budget for this year. So unfortunately, what they've done is run natural gas just to the props, so the gas is available to you know use for training on the props down there. But the last 100 feet or so past the props to the building itself hasn't been run, and so I've received a quote, just one quote from Superior Roustabout Service, which is the company that Ultra used to run to the props, and so they're aware of the plumbing and where things are connected at. They've given me a quote for $4,180 to continue the natural gas line from where it currently stops at on the props and continue that all the way to the building and then connect to the building and transition from propane to natural gas.
We'll save that on cost of propane if we spend the
this
money
is to
on
the
that.
To the burn building.
No, just to the classroom portion,
classroom.
To the
oh,
furnace
in
the classroom.
Okay.
Heated
okay.
with
got
natural
it.
Gas
yeah.
rather than propane.
Exactly, and right now we're using propane, and we spend a significant amount of money on propane and keeping that
yeah.
building heated.
Before going into winter, I think this would be a really good thing to do.
So would you like me to accept this bid, or how would you like me to move forward with that?
I'd love to just accept the bid, but we'll get in trouble.
Okay.
I think we'll need to put that out, Mary.
What's the limit on
we'll
the money?
We'll need to advertise. Well,
we may be under.
So is it?
Were we under 4,180?
Yeah, 4,180 was the quote to finish the poly line for 3/4 inch line to the rest of to the building.
You don't have to bid.
I didn't think so.
Well, I know we don't have to. Oh man.
Who is that from?
Superior.
We just took a bid last month of less than $2,000.
I've been in contact with Todd Hurd about this. He's aware of it, and he said he'd be willing to reach out to the other vendors in the county and figure out, you know, what that would take. It just, you know, extends our timeline.
How
we might not get it done before winter.
Does he know how long it would take to do that?
The problem is the bid's out.
Yes,
the cat's out of
yes,
the bag.
Right, they know it.
We know what the number is.
Public record,
right.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the risk of getting chewed on, I think we probably ought to just go ahead and have the work done. Gentlemen, what's your? The only the number's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So.
I need to lose some weight anyway, so.
You need to chew a little off your heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just do the work.
Good work done. Okay. All right, I'll make a phone call and move forward with this.
Get it done.
Let's see here. Health and safety, we're getting ready to start the firefighter evaluations on the physicals. I did speak to Dr. Wallace. He said he'd be unable to fulfill the time commitment necessary to perform physicals for 100 firefighters. So he said that he didn't feel like with his current commitments in Aspen or Colorado, mm-hmm. that he'd be able to come up here and make the time commitment necessary.
So is that a separate thing than the administrative part of being the medical director? Is that still a possibility, or who's going to serve as medical director for the year?
Unknown right now. I'm trying to reach out. And
because if you could separate those two out, if he doesn't have the time, the space, or the equipment to do the physicals, you still might be able to work through the clinic or some local MDs, whether it's Jackson, Rock Springs, whatever, but don't you still need to have somebody as the administrator for that position?
Yeah, we need a medical director to provide oversight for training requirements. And
I think he could still do that. I think he's just hindered from doing the other because the time involvement, space, equipment, and so on. So I would think if, as long as you're going to have to still secure somebody to do that other, you would at least have a medical director in terms of administration. Whereas if you go out after somebody to do the physicals, they may not have the time expertise, or it may not be the person you need or have experience with to do the administration part.
Okay. So I'll keep you informed there and as we progress, but I need to explore that further and figure out a good solution. But we need to get that put in place before January when we start doing the evaluations. So we'll try to get moving forward on that. Cooperative service meetings just going on as normal. Thank you very much for the support. Jackson Hole Fire EMS has been, they had a line of duty death from an occupational related illness from a firefighter who died, and we did support that funeral service over the weekend. And the family and the fire department expressed their sincere gratitude to Sullivan County for that assistance.
Good. Did everybody have their new uniforms on?
No, we're still in the process of purchasing them. So we had a mixed bag there. Some of them did, and some of them actually wore T-shirts. So okay. We can do the best we can there. But,
I just had to throw it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. A little dig there.
Yeah. A little dig.
Yeah. Okay. Untimely death.
What's that?
Untimely death.
Right.
I don't have anything further. Is there any questions for me?
No, thank you, Shad. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Quick question related. Were you part of the, I guess you'd say, the internal team that put together this application for Joint Chiefs funding for the collaborative?
Oh, well, I know what you meant for the following up on the Force Club.
Yeah, on the Force Club.
I'd received the email on that, and I'd asked Willis Day, our fire prevention officer, to sit in on that meeting.
Okay.
And I hadn't heard a report back from him on that, but we did have a representative involved in that,
yeah.
that application
okay.
process, yes.
That's what a question was.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Shad.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Oh, one quick update on the radio program next week. Either Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday and Friday, we're planning to do the pre-proposal meeting and site visits for the RFP on that.
Okay.
Everything's gotcha. Progressing well on that.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks, Shad.
Sheriff, what you have, would it take very long?
2 minutes.
Jump right on up here. Sorry. Sorry, Clay.
Yeah. Please, Clay.
We're going to get, I was just about to say we're going to get the working people back to work. But
you better be careful.
I know, I got to be careful what I say. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just two things just to keep you updated. So Ken Richardson, who is the state livestock investigator, they released all their people as of September 1st. So they're no longer any county livestock investigators. So the sheriff's offices have had to take that over.
Gotcha.
Right now, we're handling anywhere from 2 to 3 calls a week. We can handle that. Our big question to him, and he still doesn't have an answer, is our brand inspectors.
Right.
If we were to lose our brand inspectors, then we would probably have to hire an individual position just for that to keep up with the call log. So just keep that in the back of your mind. This wasn't supposed to take effect until December.
Are they thinking they might lose?
So
might
we had heard
brand inspectors.
So we had heard earlier that they were going to limit the counties to one brand inspector per county.
That will not get the job done.
No, absolutely.
That just will not work.
No, and it won't. And that's talking to Mike or Tawny or Holly.
And they would expect the sheriff's office to pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that's where it would fall upon.
Holy
so,
cow!
But all three pretty much said that if that does happen, that one of them can't do it, and they're not going to. It's just too much. It's not worth the. It's not worth the.
That's
the
interesting that I hadn't heard something of the discussion of that at the Wyoming Livestock Board. I mean, they're the ones that hire these people.
Right.
Wow.
It's a governor appointed board.
Yeah.
Is this strictly financial?
Yes. So that's why they cut all the investigators down to one in position for the entire state, so that the sheriff's office has had to pick up.
But normally, well, he mostly works with the brand inspectors, right?
Correct.
To do the investigation.
Yes. Yeah, because the brand inspectors cannot do investigations.
Right.
They can't do. They can't cite. They can't. I mean, all
so
they can do is
brand
inspectors.
So if we lose brand inspectors.
Yeah.
You don't even have a brand inspector to work with to do the investigation.
Well, that's where the sheriffs have come in.
Yeah.
So we have two. We have two that we've been to the training. Totally different training than state statute and everything else. But we've had two that have been to the training, and so they're kind of picking up the slack, so to speak. Until we can determine, is this feasible to create a new position or not? So I think we're. The Achilles heel is the brand inspectors. If we lose them, there's absolutely no way we can cover that too.
I'm gonna call Gary Zakot and just visit with him about that. He's the chief inspector.
All right. Is he out of Farson? Is that?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So the other thing, cameras. We had the company come through yesterday for the security for the entire complex and. Really good news. Looks like they can get started in November, and it looks like we had with the new technology and advancements that they can actually eliminate some camera, several cameras with one camera that will do everything. So, that was really
that's good news.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah.
So
might save us a little money.
Hopefully,
yeah.
So, other than that, that's all I had. So.
Perfect. Thank you, Sheriff. Yeah. Anything for the sheriff, gentlemen?
No. Thanks, Stacy.
You know, I just don't hear a lot, so that's a good
that's
sign.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. That should tell you something.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry, Clay. Well, you're
Barry, I misspoke. It's the meeting's not next week. It's 2 weeks for the RFP.
2 weeks? Okay.
Mike. I just got a set up for a
game. Okay, we're going into executive session. Go ahead and set it up. Do you want to plug it in, and then you don't have to have her present? And then all we got to do is just plug that into her computer, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mr. Chairman, call.
Okay, go ahead. You're just getting preempted all over the place, Clay.
I know.
Sorry about that.
I'm off in the drawer.
Well, I should be pretty quick. So.
The stuff's right down there.
Just the TV.
Do I have to hit anything on this? Or just
probably.
Probably the source.
I think that'll
input.
Just be it, is the input or source.
I can find it. I have children that taught me.
Andy's playing with electronics.
I know, it's a little scary.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Okay. We'll wait until Doc gets back.
Okay.